Okay, I call this liquor commission meeting to order at 6:16. Part of the committee's not here. Sally Clark is here. Then we have Dave Livingston and Brad Ward. But the person that wants the liquor license is not here either, so.
Since we're not having a meeting, how are you guys today?
Good, it was windy.
Windy.
It was finally a nice day.
Yes, beautiful.
I'm in my position.
I mean, somebody could ask me questions about it, but I don't really know that much. Just that.
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
I mean, and table it. Next one, we've got a committee here.
Yeah.
Wait 5 minutes and close the meeting, I guess.
Yeah. Because I was in here the day he was here, and I told him when the meeting was, at 6:15.
Well, I know. Because he only works Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I think, or Monday, Wednesday.
Who?
Yeah,
and I talked to him, too. So we knew the meeting was.
I'm sure Linda probably just forgot her. Sure that somebody got
called. I told Natalie to keep calling her till she got an answer. Not that that's what happened, but.
I seen her last night in the grocery store. Yesterday sometime.
So little.
Get your mowing all done, Cindy?
Finally, today.
We went by and you started mowing. We was on our way to have nursery to get some rock.
Oh.
You getting destroyed now? When did you come here?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, thank you.
Seems like we're never done mowing. It's time to start over again.
Oh, it's just a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do I wait 5 minutes? I don't even know how long to wait. 2.5. It was interesting.
It's deep, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We did a lot of it the last few years. And, you know, government supported it, given money, we really did a lot of them. I'm really surprised. I mean, I feel like I'm going to say off.
Yeah.
But this one here, over 6,000 acres. It was huge.
Yeah.
And they had all the ducks in our way.
They did.
And we've had some come to us and we've denied it because
A lot of studies were done.
And everyone has to have the same studies. Mm-hmm. Everyone. I don't care which one comes in front of us. But these here, since there was so much acres involved,
mm-hmm.
Of course they had to do the study on each. There was 88 plots.
Yeah.
And that, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
And our lawyer, Andy, he's such a nice guy.
Seemed like it. Well, I'm just going to cancel this meeting and then reschedule the liquor commission meeting for next time, I guess. So, meeting is closed at 6:20.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And we roll call Alderperson Clark.
Here.
Long is absent. Ford?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Livingston?
Here.
And Spotlow, still not here. And I'm here, Mayor Goddard. We have a declaration of quorum. And I need to approve the minutes of April 28th. And then there was couple other committee meetings in here.
I move to approve the April 28th committee, city council and special council meeting and committee meetings.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Pose? Okay, Natalie's absent. Okay, treasurer's report, Debbie?
I have nothing.
Okay, attorney's report, Attorney Collins?
Nothing, thank you.
Engineer's report, no Keith Plavik. Okay, public comments and petitions. Anybody?
That's probably you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody else is something?
Or you?
I got a proclamation, you ready to read?
So that'd be now, yeah.
Yeah, tell us what you want.
Yeah, because I don't have anything on the agenda for you, so.
Oh, they called me and said you're gonna read a proclamation tonight at city council. And just for me to show up if I wanted to, and go from there.
Okay, I don't have any proclamation to read. You guys see anything? Because nobody said anything to me.
They called me Friday morning. I don't remember who she was.
Okay, sorry.
Natalie?
Don't know.
It might have been, I don't remember.
Yeah, I have nothing, I'm sorry. You made a trip for nothing. You want to tell us who you're with at least?
I'm with Central Illinois A.D.
Oh, okay.
I'm resident in front of education, right north faculties. We travel across country and visit people working for a non-charitable organization.
Okay.
We just like riding and helping people out. I brought all these lines down to donate to the city.
Okay, yeah, we put that out front.
And you put it anywhere you want to.
Okay.
It looks like I stayed alive. And if people get hit all the time, it's not necessary. Well, we just have people get off the phone, look around, see where we're at.
Yeah.
We're there and we're people too. And we just enjoy life much as they do.
Yeah.
So we just want to be recognized and be seen.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming. And we'll put that out front for sure.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you much.
We'll send you work. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Any other?
Yeah, so I listened to the last city council meeting and I heard that Joe Hitchcock was here talking to you guys about trash consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who I am, I'm Mike with Lunar Disposal. I'm the CEO. We're the owner group, own Lunar Disposal. So I was told to stop in and talk to you guys and see if that's something you're considering or if you had questions or any of that kind of stuff.
All I know is he was going to talk to you and get your bid also.
Some guy came in and told us that we could get our garbage considerably cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be checking with all suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
Would be you guys, Waste Management, GFL, and then get back with us with like prices or something.
Yeah, with the proposals.
Yeah. Has he talked to you yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah, he hasn't.
He talked about working a while. We were getting him a map and all that stuff because he's still a member. He's got to draw everything up. So
yeah.
He presents it to them. They know all the ins and outs, where they got to go, how many people they're picking up. And so I do know where.
Yeah. So what he'll be getting with you at some point when he gets
his
information.
He's supposed to be getting with you. And there was a few stipulations in there like what the monthly charge would be and how much it could only increase each year. The city dumpsters would be included in the cost of the thing, but he's going to have something that tells you all this.
I got that. Who does he work for?
Some marketing group.
Yeah, it's a marketing group.
Just made the questions too difficult.
Well, it's something you got to think about. Cause
I think he works for himself. But he's just a consultant.
He don't work for a company. He's trying to get his cut.
He's a retired police officer, and he goes around municipalities to help them and not only garbage. I mean, he said, you know, he goes, he gets like the cheapest rates for gas or electricity, about anything bills for the municipality pays. And he just started the garbage proposals.
So if we put bids in and that kind of stuff, is it going to be the lowest person who's going to win this bid? No questions asked? Is that how it's going to work?
Well,
not necessarily.
Not necessarily. I mean, they'll have to vote to even do it.
Yeah, it's going to be what each bid consists of.
Okay.
Basically, all we approve right now is for him to put the bids, a package together.
And present with, to you guys.
And get with all the garbage companies.
Yes.
He said he'd like to get a couple locals, obviously, and because that was one of the questions, and put it together. But then, I mean, there's no saying that we'll go along with any proposal. But we, and with like any bid, we, you know, we have a right to pick which one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just barely in the beginning of this whole thing. We tried this once before a few years ago, and there was some uproar. People didn't like the idea.
And I think we're supposed to also put it out there for the community to let us know
their opinion on it.
Their opinion, but yeah. We haven't even done that yet.
Yeah, we haven't done it.
This guy was talking like, because he's done it for other communities, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are paying $40 or $50, and he can get it most of the time at $21.
Right. Did he tell you the downsides about going with the $21 option?
What's that?
Did he tell you about any of the downsides that would come with that contract?
No.
We're worried about the community and that. So where we're coming from, we get phone calls all the time at McDonough, and they're dealing with LRS. They've been told they're pulling out. We're not picking up but once a month, and we're worried for our community. That's where we're coming at this.
Yeah, the other considerations.
Well, we want to keep them local as much as we can. This is the whole thing. I believe in supporting our local business people. Well, thank you. They really do. That's what keeps us good. He's just like he said, he's just in the beginning of talking, and we're going to send something out and get the public's opinion, what they would like to see. But he was supposed to get something worked up and hand to all of you guys.
Yeah. He just said, like, for whoever gets it, they probably... You know, there's amount is like $250,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
is what the whoever gets, you know, would get the contract.
But nothing's written in stone.
No. No, we just, yeah, they're just the beginning of it, and
I'm glad you come though and talked to us about this. I'm glad you showed up and showed your interest.
We serve most of the town already, so that's it's a pretty cool. It was like, wait a minute,
yeah. You know, and it would profit us because of, it would include our dumpsters getting dumped for free, and then all town cleanup is also supposed to be included in it, which costs us, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 to do that for the community. So, you know, sounds like a good deal.
I'm positive when he comes in, if he hasn't contacted you, we'll put a stop to him and make sure you get contact.
Yes.
Well, I was just curious of who all he was intending to contact, because I know everyone who would provide the services area.
He said he'd go worldwide. He'll go to everybody, all the biggest companies. It's everybody puts in a bid. He won't come back with one. He'll come back with everything. He wants the best deal for the city. I think they just picked up Greenview or something like that.
Green Valley,
yeah, they said it was a small one, which it was compared to us. So yeah, he's not looking just to bring us a couple. He's just going to bring a bunch and provide it to the city so then the city can look at it. And, like they said, send out stuff to the community, see what they say, because it's always up in discussion between people of fluctuating trash prices. So they thought it was a good time just. Well, again, Cindy, the mayor's done it a few times.
Yeah.
The gentleman here.
And it was voted down, so.
Yeah.
But there was discussion because supposedly this is going to kind of go through the water department on the billing. And he's supposed to be taking care of this, too. We wanted to make sure everybody that was on the water billing got picked up,
mm-hmm.
which would include people out in the country. you know, like Hummel subdivision, which I'm sure you already picked part of it up.
All of it.
And, but we got people clear to Dixon Mounds, you know.
I got most of them too.
And, so.
This guy's name's Joe Hitchcock.
Hitchcock, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Hitchcock, do you know him?
No.
I couldn't find anything really about it.
So I would strongly figure out who he works for, or if it is himself, cool. From sources I've got, he works for a company that's based out of Canada, so.
He lives at Trivoli.
Right.
And I saw.
I think he works for a company, I mean, he.
No, he's independent, that's fine.
I think he's an independent, but I mean, or not as a total independent, you know, I mean, I don't really have some.
I just saw his name in this, in Illinois Municipal League book the other day, yeah.
So he's working for some marketing group that, I'm sure that's.
And I don't remember which month it was.
Contract ideas, honestly.
And it said.
Section of the book.
It was up at the front, it was like right here on a page. It was weird, and it just caught my eye, and I'm like, that's that guy that came and talked to me.
And as with any contract, we would have our attorney look at the contract too before we just.
You want to borrow these?
We're not gonna go into a contract.
I'm getting books.
They wouldn't go into a contract without consulting our attorney also.
Right.
Yeah, it's just.
I'm not gonna find it.
But I would expect hearing from him for a while, I figured he's gotta get all the numbers, things, put some together, and then get a package together, and then have some kind of deadline for all the companies.
He has you guys a package, and all the other necessary packages, because.
Because it did say who he was associated with. Right here. Good memory right here. So Joe Hitchcock is an Army veteran and former police sergeant. He is a municipal advocate writing on leadership stewardess, small town resilience for Shuley Mitchell.
Yeah, so Shuley Mitchell is a Canadian-based firm that operates this kind of stuff.
And it says this here, an independent cost reduction consulting firm with offices from coast to coast in the United States and Canada. Contact Joe at joehitchcockschooleymitchell.com. It was in our Illinois Municipal League book, so he's legit. I mean,
we don't doubt that.
So, okay, well, thanks for.
Yeah, I guess that's where we're at.
Okay.
See.
Yeah, I just said, you know, if you got questions, just feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, well, can we give him this information?
Huh?
Can we give him this information at Schooley Mitchell?
I don't see why not. I mean.
We got it, it's all online.
We are watching all that. Okay, this is what he was talking.
Yeah, and he said it, you know, he said, all this is entirely up to us. He just is trying to help municipalities and citizens, you know, to get, have cheaper bills, so.
Of course, he
said.
Makes money off of it too.
Yeah, we would not be forced to take as long as he did. But you think normally you would, you know, obviously, but we wouldn't be forced to. If it was real close and we felt confident that we should have local people do it, we could do that anyway. You know. And I guess he didn't really say how long it'd take him to get back, did it?
Yeah, but I just assumed he had to get, I knew he had to get with.
He said he'd take a little
water and getting all our, every, you know, the whole list of what he needed. And then obviously they'll have.
I assumed a couple, 3 months.
That's what I figured.
Before he had it.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
You should hear something from him before we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we made it clear to him to check with you guys. I mean, he can do that, so.
Thank you.
Okay, okay.
Because, yeah, you know, it's one of our big, we sure don't want to run a local business out of business.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know.
So, all right, appreciate it.
Okay,
appreciate
thanks.
You can stay or go now.
We got 3 kiddos, we got to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, committee and citizens groups. Finance, Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Nothing this time.
Sewer, Alderman Livingston.
Nothing.
Streets and alleys, absent. Police, Esda, Alderman Ward.
Yeah, anything, Chris? I don't have anything big. Tanner and Brody are still working through the FTO process. Brody's in week four now, Tanner's in week three. They're both doing okay. Haven't heard any issues or anything like that, so we're doing good there. The trial has concluded. It was very, very quick. Did not expect that to happen. It resulted in a win for the good guys, and I was told by both the defense attorneys and the state's attorney's office that the Lewistown guys performed very well during the trial during their testimony. So,
okay.
So that was good. So, but besides that, things are just chugging along. So,
you have anything, Danny?
Yeah. We finally got our decals for the doors for the truck.
Nice.
So hopefully we'll get this new truck done for the radio stuff this weekend and get the Ezra truck pretty much done. But that's all we got.
Those are nice.
Okay. Thank you. Water, Alderman Miller?
I have nothing at this time. Thanks.
Utilities and buildings and grounds, absent. Anybody else got anything, have anything for that? Okay. Tourism, Alderman Miller?
June 4th, Music in the Park starts. 15th year. Also, too, in Havana, and why it's in Havana, I don't know, but first Friday, it's going to be the first Friday of June. They're at their museum cultural center. They're having a thing on Austin Ross. And I didn't know who Doug Blodgett, I believe, was putting it on.
Yeah, I think so.
So
I saw it.
That might be something we can pick up and bring over here.
That's what I'm thinking, because we still need one more presentation for our historical.
Because he was
historical.
Our founder first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he founded Havana.
Yeah, I always thought
mm-hmm.
it would be...
Yeah, just
and
Lewistown.
That's what
Lewistown was first.
Mayor
yeah.
and I always talked to him about doing a competition between the two towns, like have a Founders Day and that, and then do a competition between the two towns and let it run for a whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they could have the party one year, we'll have the party the next year, and so...
It was kind of like the British using Australia as a penal colony. That's why he invented Havana.
Thank you for that information.
You're welcome. I'm just kidding, too, by the way. That's 100% fake news.
Been dragging with you.
But that's all I have under tourism.
Yeah, when I read that, my first thought was, ooh,
yeah.
Presentation next winter.
I'd like to say something under tourism, and it's not really tourism, though.
Yeah,
tonight, as American Legion Auxiliary Ladies, we went out to the scholarship at the high school, and the boys give out two, and we give out two, and there's $500 each, so it's cool, $2,000 in scholarships for our girls and boys out there, and mainly it's just girls because none of the boys even applied for them. But I thought it was so nice, and it's over $380,000+ in scholarships our little school does, which I think is fabulous for Lewistown.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to give out four, and I was really tickled, because usually we just give two, and the men give two for the boys, but we didn't get any boys to apply.
Wow.
So the men just give us their money, because we had four that applied.
Hmm.
So anyway, I was pretty proud of our
school.
Well,
nice.
I was. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just want everybody to know
that. Yeah. Okay, Tiff is spot low, absent. Citizens Committee, Amanda Sutphen, not here. Christmas Committee, Kenny, do you have anything new?
No.
No? Okay, nothing?
What
okay.
Good are you?
While you're on Christmas, I forgot one thing.
Uh-huh.
Kenny was there, but last night we planted the garden, community garden. There's like 30-some tomato plants. There's red ones, yellow ones, cherry ones. There's cabbage, there's green beans, there's green peppers, red peppers, a little bit of everything. So, and we just put it in the ground. But there is radishes available. If anybody wants radishes, they like radishes, just go pick some. There's like four rows of them that need to be picked. There's a 100-foot row of green onions. So if you like green onions, we pick some. So help thin them out a little bit. It's a community garden, so.
Yeah.
And if we ask if you pick something, pick a weed too.
Yeah.
Pull the weed up and take
that's
the rest of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Economic development, Aaron.
Just an update on the
land bank, just because I know that it was voted in and I've had someone ask what now. So I reached out to Victoria Livingston and she said that she just got a notice for the Stronger Communities Program grant through the state. She's planning on applying on behalf of the land bank members. If everyone that she thinks will participate participates, that would mean $100,000 for work in Lewistown, which amounts to probably 4 demos, 2 renos, or a combination of that. So she asked for a list of nominations for vacant houses that would qualify for demo or rehab. Cindy got that to me just to get ahead of things. So she had a priority list to identify funding and possible plans to move forward. She'll be emailing you soon about that. Just want to give you an update because I know it was...
I stopped at 8, but I could have kept going, so...
I'm sure. Yeah, for sure. I'm sure.
Yeah,
so you
can
move forward anyway.
Yeah. So, okay. Sounds good to me.
Me too. Take all you get.
Yeah. Okay. Public Works report, Evan?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing? Okay. Okay, unfinished business. Discuss act upon revising PTO payout. Does anybody know anything? That was Jimmy. So... I guess we'll table that till next time. Discuss act upon message alerts system. And I think we have, it says it looks like a yearly payment would be $750.
Did you skip the trash pickup?
Huh?
Did you skip the trash pickup on purpose?
No, I don't have it.
Well, mine are on the agenda.
Probably. Sounds like it.
I think you got an old one. Here, I got a new one laying here somewhere.
That's what happens when they don't show up.
You're late.
I was 5 minutes early, thank you very much. Go on, Sally. Thanks, sir.
It's all right, caught bailing out the
attorney.
There. Usually it's the other way around, isn't it?
Go send you a bill later.
We're just very unorganized tonight.
Got it, thank you.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah, so $750, and I guess vote to decide if we want to get it.
Refresh my memory again on this.
You remember
system?
That system with the jail.
Like if we
with
have a water break, you're supposed to be able to get on this system, and it notifies people. Almost like an emergency alert system, but not exactly. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think it was with Chris.
Well, what would happen is that people sign up into this list.
And it comes up on their phones?
A text, yeah. Like road closures.
I would get a text.
Yeah. If we had a boil order, you should get a text that says you're under a boil order.
Fulton County has this right now, where if you send a certain code to a number, then you're enrolled in their alert system.
Yeah, I get alerts from them from the weather.
Mm-hmm. I use a Nextel.
Nextel.
Yeah, and that's gets weather and that. So,
but yeah, this they can personalize it for each town. I think
it would allow our employees to be able to get in there and put the alert out.
Yeah,
to anybody that's signed up in their files.
All right.
My understanding. They said you can use Zone Act, so I was asking what the benefit would be towards the public works side. And before Dave mentioned boil order, you can actually do a circle, mm-hmm. and then it just sends it to their phones instead of everyone in the city.
Okay.
So you're just notifying the people that need to know that information.
Be quicker on Facebook.
It probably would be.
Most unhappy, it would be a lot faster. Mm-hmm.
So, if you guys want to find out more information on it or vote on it, whatever.
David, table. What do you think?
It's probably kind of an okay thing, but probably just like he said, if you put it on Facebook, you probably almost accomplish the same thing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get it.
Well, he wouldn't either because he's not on Facebook.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but... I'm in the dark most of the time anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
But it might help. I mean, would Cindy still have to call the businesses if there's a boil order? if we use this?
Have to do, yes.
It'd be like one.
Contact them.
So you probably still have to.
Would you like one business?
That's what I was wondering.
I think you probably still have to.
Yeah, you still have to.
Are there notification requirements for citizens as well then?
Yes, that area is affected. We do door hangers and all that stuff.
So does Facebook constitute notification?
It's just one of the check boxes when we fill it out for EPA. It asks you everything you do, and they always obviously want more. The more you can do, the better, obviously.
Want more, but don't pay anything.
Out of, but it can, it's not just used, you know, Danny can use it. I'm sure if the police ever need it for something, they can use it for that, you know, so. As far as I can use it for anything, I don't know much more. I didn't sit in on the class. I just read some of the emails that were sent.
See, right now, if there's a void order, they call me and let me cross post it on List Town Ezra and List Town Happenings. And then Natalie and then put it on the website. So it'd be a pretty cool thing if everybody signed up to it, but we'd probably still do the thing with the Ezra page and List Town Happenings.
Yeah, still have to do everything they're already doing.
Not everybody.
No, this is the whole thing. Would it really pay for itself according to how many people really want it?
Well, then again, there's no guarantee people are going to sign up for this message.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're not going to give out their phone number.
That's right.
Or their email if it's required or whatever. That's going to be the same people that you're going to catch anyways else. They're the ones that's going to sign up for this.
I'll make a motion to approve the $750 to join. Were you going to vote it down and vote it down?
Yeah. Maybe we try it for 1 year. And then if it seems like no one responds or cares.
Yeah, we'll know how many numbers we'll have. I mean, they'll have a whole list of our people, so we'll know how many signed up to get them.
So how do we sign up for
it? They'll put the information out there. I assume it'll be a mailer or something, and we'll sign up.
You'll probably take your phone and text some number or something, and that'll enter you in the system. I would guess.
The way Natalie talked last time was, they'd put a QR code on.
I was going to say QR code might be the other option.
On the water bill or whatever.
Yeah.
What, Evan?
Natalie mentioned last time, you go on the water bill QR code.
Yeah.
And then they just take a picture so that everybody that's got a water account can get in on that.
And she can post it on the website also.
Yeah, you can post it on the website.
Okay. Anybody want to second it?
I'm going to second it, and I'm about halfway good thinking it's a good idea. I'm not totally positive, but...
Do you get text messages on flip phones still?
Huh?
Do you get text messages on your flip phones?
Yeah, I do.
I have, but he's advanced now.
You just don't respond to them?
I have a different phone now.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you text message, I might you. Most people text message me, they're not going to get answered.
Good deal, Dave.
It's only because of his snowplow.
Oh.
Take your call that direction.
I was forced to get a different phone.
Hey, you poor baby.
Sorry.
The world.
Sorry to hear that.
Okay, no. Roll call. Livingston?
Yes.
Miller?
No.
I gotta write this stuff down. Okay. Ward?
Yes.
Clark?
No.
Oh, man, you guys. Make me vote. I'll go yes. Try it 1 year.
I thought we couldn't vote if there wasn't enough.
You've got a quorum.
We got a quorum.
Or if you have a tie.
She's just bringing a tie.
Yeah.
That's your once a year vote.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if it don't work, then we won't do it again next year.
I signed up for ESSA, so.
Okay, next thing we got. Discuss, act upon, Little Town Smoke Shop license, which is going to be tabled because we did not have a
meeting.
Liquor committee meeting. Okay. Next is generator service agreement, and this was at Al Torfer for well field and pump station at the grant, at fairgrounds right now. You got any input on it, Evan, or?
This first year, they do want the well field, and it was on program, and it expired, I don't remember which year, last year or the year before, but he wrote them up both together, and so they come and make sure everything's working on the generator every year, and they do oil changes when they're needed, test all the fluids, and the batteries need replaced, they just check it, so you never broke down, hopefully, when you need it.
So what, do they do then, like, six checks at the well field? Because it says well field, visit quantity six, and it says per visit invoice amount $3,106.
Six-year contract.
Oh, a six-year contract, okay.
One should have six checks, and the other should be five.
Yeah.
Do the well field this year since the new.
I see, I was confused.
Generator.
You tell.
They just installed it.
Okay.
So how often do they check it?
Once a year.
Okay.
This year, if it was okay, they'd do the well field one first, and next year they'd come back and they would do both generators at the pump station and out there, well site.
Okay, so I need a motion and a second for that.
I'll make a motion. Go ahead.
I'll second.
Okay, Oliver versus Clark?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
Aye.
Okay, discuss act upon generator, and I think that was for a new building, and we didn't get any information on it yet. So that'll be tabled till next time. Discuss act upon work shirts for public works. And it looks like they're wanting to do 5 gray t-shirts and 5 dry fit safety. A total of $673.75.
I move to approve the shirt for public works.
I'll second that.
At $750.
$750, okay.
Is that what it was?
No.
It's $673.
Yeah, okay. I was looking at a different piece of paper. Oh. Thank you. Yeah, $673.75.
I thought you were just going to, in case it was, in case it was more than that amount.
Much paperwork.
Okay. Okay, Alderperson Clark?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Livingston?
Yes.
Okay. Discuss act upon street closure for outside bands, May 16th, June 13th, August 15th, October 3rd at the Rocket.
I make a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Alderperson Clark?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Livingston?
Yes.
Okay. And appointment of department heads. Public Works Director Evan Palmer. Police Chief Chris Ford. And Administrative Assistant Natalie Nelson. And am I supposed to do roll call for that?
I actually don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either. I was doing, okay, yeah. Alderperson Clark?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
Aye.
Okay, next is appointment of committees. Finance is Clark. Getting my paper here. I'm not changing anything, so.
Can Natalie print out a new thing for us with them all on?
It's just the same.
Yeah, because look at mine. I've got it all scribbled all over, so I told her they need a new one.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. Okay. Streets and alleys is long. Police is Ward, Water, Miller. TIF, the Spotlow Buildings and Grounds is Long, Tourism, Miller, Finance, Clark, Sewer, Livingston.
I move to approve committees.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Okay. Appointment of Liquor Commissioners and Chairman. And on the Liquor Commission, I'm Commissioner. It's Kevin Del Mastro, Sally Clark, Linda Helly, and John Spotlow. And all those in favor, or I say, somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Okay. Appointment of Zoning Board Members. Zoning Board, I guess I'm Chairman, I'm not sure on that. Lee Farmer, Jim Hines, John Wellhelm, Doug Tindall, Linda Helly, Ted Mightage, and Secretary Cindy Havens.
I move to approve zoning committee.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Okay. Okay, presentation of bills.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills as presented.
Second.
Okay, Alderperson Clark?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
Aye.
And no closed session needed. Adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's 7:07.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for coming.